Welcome back to the Roundtable. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss Franz Liszt, hearing his La Lugubre Gondola.
Yehuda Hanani, I've been making a list, and I wondered...
You have been making a list?
Yes, of all the composers...
L-I-S-Z-T?
No, L-I-S, silent Z-T. And you've been telling us all along about some of the great composers. Talk to us in this year of Liszt.
Okay. What we did not talk about was... what was distinctive about his writing? How was he different? How did he contribute to music history as a composer? Now, there was a war that was not recorded in books of military history in Europe, and the war was between two musical camps. One was headquartered in Weimar, and the big generals were Liszt and his son-in-law, Richard Wagner. They called themselves the composers of the future. They were writing the music of the future. On the other side of this battle were the other composers of the generation, really. Schumann, Brahms, Mendelssohn. Now, the difference was that these composers wrote abstract music in the tradition of Beethoven, Haydn, Mozart. Abstract music meaning that you use the music for its own construction. You use a theme, you use a motif, and you build on it, you construct with it. This was abstract music. Liszt was writing descriptive music, pictorial music, music with narrative. Just to clarify it, math is abstract. 1 + 1 = 2 is absolutely abstract. One apple plus another apple makes 2 apples is pictorial. It's no longer math. A man and a woman makes 2, but it's no longer math. It's a narrative. It's pictorial. So... this is where the difference lies. Now, Liszt invented the tone poem. That's his invention, which is really basically program music with a narrative based on a Byron poem or on a describing in sound a favorite painting. He also coined the word recital. This was his invention, purposefully using or borrowing a literary term, recital, indicating that a program should not be just a collection of pieces, but a musical essay, something that will have a narrative attached to it. So this is the essence of the battle. The other composers frowned upon the idea that music was being made a handmaiden to the other arts. But this caught on, and Wagner, of course, did it. He wrote 2 legends. One is St. Francis of Assisi preaching to the birds. Maybe it was based on the old famous Giotto painting. Along his travels, St. Francis encounters a large gathering of birds, and the music is in the upper register of the piano. It depicts the fluttering sound of the chirping of birds. Then comes the serene fanfare, which is the sermon and the blessing of the saint, mixed with bird song. And the piece ends again, as it started, with swirling cascades of bird sounds. Now, no wonder many musicologists credit Liszt with writing the first impressionistic music.
One last question. How did Liszt get along with his relative, Wagner, who was, after all, a very bad man?
He loved him. He was his best friend.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet you who should know better, fool with Liszt?
But Liszt was not contaminated the way Wagner was.
Okay.
He did not approve entirely of Wagner's essays and Wagner's letters.
You don't think that the friend of mine enemy is my enemy?
Well, he took his daughter for a wife. What would you do? He was his son-in-law.
You make a very, very good point.
I'll tell you another such pictorial description. It's another St. Francis, lesser known St. Francis of Paola, who, after being refused passage on the ferry to cross the Straits of Messina and after being ridiculed by the ferryman, spread his garment on the water and rowed on it ahead of the boat.
This is
an old legend. It exists in the Catholic textbooks. And Liszt owned a painting of this subject. And this painting represents Liszt's life story. On one hand, you know, you have the saint, the noble theme, the hymn-like theme of the saint, and it is pitted against the threatening sound of unruly waters, the demonic waves surging, and this is really Liszt, who was one half monk and one half lecher, and kept vacillating between the two. So this is another piece which is stunning. The piece that I brought with me today is the most astonishing of all, since you mentioned Wagner before. It's called La Lugubre Gondola, the lugubrious, the mournful gondola. In 1882, Liszt was visiting his daughter Cosima and her husband, Richard Wagner, in Venice on the Grand Canal. In a typical romantic fashion, he had a macabre fascination with the funeral gondolas on the water and the canals. And he had a premonition, a repeated vision of his son-in-law and dearest friend in a coffin floating down the canals. 2 months later, Wagner died. And the long funeral procession all the way to Bayreuth began in a black gondola to the Santa Lucia train station in Venice. It's an amazing piece of music, Alan. It's haunting. There's no resolution. Harmony starts slipping away. It becomes atonal.
In case I haven't told you, I have no use for Wagner. And therefore, I have no use for Liszt. But we better hear the music.
But this is an unusual piece of music. It's worth hearing.
That was Alan Chartok speaking to cellist Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.